This is the Sheep Guarding Llama Podcast for Sunday, November 20th, 2005. This is episode 26, and I'm your host, Scott Allen Miller. And today with me in the studio, we have...
Domenica, the wife.
This is Jennifer. I am Domenica's college... I was Domenica's college roommate.
You kind of are my college roommate.
I still am. Yeah. Things have not changed.
Although, you're in college now, and I'm your college roommate.
That's true.
It doesn't count. Jen will always be my roomie.
Yes.
I see.
Sorry.
You are married, so.
Yeah. You are my permanent roomie, I suppose, but Jen will always be the roomie.
I see.
Yeah. But you're the husband.
I am.
Yes.
And you're the wife.
I am.
As you announce every week.
Yes, yeah. I do.
Every day. Yep. We missed our podcast yesterday.
We've been very busy.
Yeah. We ended up going out.
Well, we did get to reconnect with another friend of ours from college, also a roomie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She was kind of our surrogate roomie.
Yes. She was the other roommate. My other roommate.
Yes. She was the other roommate.
And we were having a good time just reconnecting. So I was unable to join Scott and Domenica for a podcast.
We were too tired to do one anyway.
Yeah, we were exhausted.
We didn't get home until like 3.
No, it was early.
Wasn't it?
No.
Oh, okay. Was it like 2:30?
We were out very late.
2:30 at the latest.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was late.
Much later than we're usually out.
Yeah, that's late for us. Although I'm often working still at that time, so.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Well, it's late for you and I, Domenica.
Yes, it is.
We were feeding off of each other.
We were. There was a lot of giggling going on last night, I would say. There's been a lot of giggling. Well, there was not so much giggling today.
No.
We tend to giggle when we're together.
Well, it was the three of us last night.
Yeah.
And that's major giggling. Trish is a giggler.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Domenica was tired, and I was like, oh, I'm a little tired. And Domenica said, I think you're a little tired, so we were both feeding off of each other.
But we both really kind of wanted to go out and hang out.
Yes, but we were just trying to be considerate.
Yes. So we went to the Old Toad.
Yep, which is awesome. Only place in Western New York that serves real ale.
Which was yummy.
It was.
Very good.
And Scott's description of, like, bread in a glass is a good description of Blackbird.
Yeah, Blackbird. They have different ales all the time.
Oh.
It's not that they have just one and that's what they have. They ship them. They do some that they make themselves, I believe. That's what they used to do. They may have stopped that, but they've always had a special shipping arrangement with some companies in England, which is where real ale is, that's where it's traditional.
Mm-hmm.
And they ship them over quickly because they go bad so fast because they're not carbonated. So they have a really short lifespan. So the thing that the Toad does is they do their own importing of their beer. And they get 3 at a time. And when it runs out, it runs out and they get a different one. And that's just how it works. So you get a different selection all the time. And they even do a beer festival where you only get it for a few days.
Wow. Are they always oatmeal stout or no?
No, everything changes all the time. They do tend to have certain, they'll always have a dark, and they'll always have a medium, and then something else, typically.
I did have Chimay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Chimay. It's the Belgian beer.
Yeah, they have a really big European beer selection in general. A lot of stuff you don't get a lot of places.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that the Blackbird was warm.
Yes, a real ale is served flat and warm, always. And it has to be hand-pumped, so it takes a long time to get.
Wow.
Because, I mean, I guess you could have a machine pump it, but because it's not carbonated, it doesn't fill the way a normal beer does. So, I do have to mention that we're doing this podcast in a completely different format, because we don't really have the space here in the studio for 3 people. And so, for the first time, we're actually recording the show with me sitting on the floor. The microphone, because we don't have a stereo setup here, is propped up on a computer case. And is in the middle of the floor, and everyone's just kind of sitting around it. So this is a little bit different than normal.
It is.
And I think that's an entertaining little feature of the podcast.
It's kind of like
today.
A powwow.
It is.
We had to throw a third person in the mix.
We're huddling around the microphone as if it was a fire keeping us warm.
Yes.
Let's tell ghost stories. Where's the marshmallows?
Well, are there rumored ghost stories in Geneseo?
Not that I'm aware of.
No.
I was always told that within the town, that because it was there were slave quarters within certain houses, that when I've gone into certain houses that were acquaintances, that there was always a certain sadness, so it depended on the house. So, I don't know, it's kind of reminiscent of our little ghost story format and the town in which we are conducting the podcast.
There are some houses in Geneseo that were part of the Underground Railroad.
Yeah, yes. Quite a few.
Yep, and they have secret passages and stuff.
Well, we are, this is the home of the Wadsworth family, so a lot of things happened here, because so much of Western New York happened here. I mean, this is the home of the Big Tree Treaty, Hiawatha and all that, the Iroquois Nations selling Western New York was done right here in town. And Frederick Douglass, who's famous for his abolition work and all that, is from Rochester, so very, very close.
Slave narrative.
Yep.
Hmm.
All the big stuff during the Civil War, this is kind of the hub of activity.
His grave, isn't it kind of like a tourist attraction?
Yes.
He's buried in Rochester.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Just pounding out that the pounding on the floor will come up through the mic.
Oh,
because the mic's on the floor.
Sorry. Nervous habit.
You know what? He's always yelling at me about stuff. He'll be like, oh, what are you doing? But he'll do it without making any noise. But like, he's always mouthing rude things to me. You are, aren't you?
Well, you get nervous and you tap on things while we do the show.
That wasn't me. That was her.
I know.
I didn't do it. She did it.
I tap on things regularly.
Yeah, I do, but not when I'm doing the show.
What were you tapping on?
The floor.
I don't know.
Foot.
Oh.
Oh. And I'm sitting on the floor, so I can feel the boom.
Jen's nervous.
I've always been that way.
It's a stressful thing doing a podcast.
It is.
Especially podcasting naked.
We are not podcasting naked. I've made several comments on the podcast that I would not participate naked, so I am fully clothed.
Jen and I are in our jammies, though.
Yep.
You're not.
I'm not. I'm in jeans. Oreo's naked, and he's sitting right here, right in the middle of everybody, and there he is.
Well, he has a very convenient fur coat on him, so.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty sparse, actually.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
He's got some
and
bald
it's
patches.
Recently cleaned.
Yeah.
Because just
he rolled in
when
poop again.
Yep, we were trying to start the podcast, and we had to delay it because Oreo rolled in poop
I'm
again.
I'm like, wait
second
a
time in a
second.
Week.
You're stinky.
Yep. So he had to get an impromptu bath.
It's good to be a dog.
Now he smells really good, though, because I use herbal soap. I use doggy Saturday night soap.
Jeez.
So he's ready to go out on the town and roll in more poop.
Yeah, and he will.
Yes, he will.
Normally, not within 48 hours, but three or 4 days, he'll be
out.
But
he smells so good when he has the herbal soap, and then he rolls in poop, because he doesn't know he smells good.
Yeah.
I'm sure he thinks he smells really bad right now.
He probably.
He gets depressed. Man, I smell good. Mom made me smell bad again.
It's a rough life being Oreo.
It is.
Yes.
Yep. All right, I have down on the show notes that you wanted to talk about K-Love.
Oh, yeah. What was I going to say? I remember. I was going to say that K-Love is a national Christian radio station that the first time I heard it, I was driving to my parents and I was flipping through stations looking for something to listen to. And I caught some Christian music and was like, hey, what's this? And so I paused it and on that station and I'm like, oh, K-Love, I've never heard of that. And I was thinking it was local till I listened to it for a while and they did a call-in and somebody was calling from California or something. And so then the next time I heard it, I was driving through, like, Arkansas with my sister from Texas, and we didn't have it around here, and I was just told by our friend Danielle that K-Love came to this area. So if you're in the Buffalo, Batavia, Geneseo area, it's 104.9, and it's that in Rochester, too. And I'm excited, because they play more contemporary stuff.
Now, would that be Danielle who's turning 30?
That would be Danielle who's turning
30.
Very,
very shortly.
Yes,
and before any of us.
And 30 is a great age.
Yes, the imminently 30 person.
It is the
You're
prime.
Wrecking our fun, man. Come
I'm
on.
Sorry. It is the prime of one's life, and I just...
Yeah, yeah. And I would just like to add that Francesca, my older sister, is already 30.
Ah, yes.
She turned 30 on November 4th.
Maybe she and Danielle could have a support group.
Perhaps. I'll be joining them in 3 years.
Yeah, yeah. It's not the same.
I don't know. That's how I think of our age.
We're young chickies. I know.
We're 3 years.
We're only young chickies compared to the old man in the room, but we're just about 30.
90% of the way.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if I'm ready for 30. I don't know if I'm ready for a new decade. I just kind of got used to my 20s.
The 20s are always so difficult. It's probably...
How many times have you done the 20s?
Seven times. Seven times, and, you know, I hope that it gets easier, because... 20s are a tumultuous time, and I'm kind of happy to see it come to an end, because, you know, I think I've had quite a bit of experience with my 20s.
Not as much as I've had.
you said it, I didn't.
I think of myself as 25.
Really? 25 is a good age.
But you're not, no.
I'm old.
You know, it is tough for the 20s because the 20s are, you start the 20s generally more or less as a child in school. Mm-hmm. And so it's different than the other adult decades because you're kind of responsible, but you've got a lot of dependencies and a lot of not getting started with your life going on that doesn't start for a while. And so the 20s are actually kind of short in the being an adult part of the 20s, typically.
And the transition is so difficult because it becomes your transition from college, from your college friends, and then to working, and then to being a, quote, adult, where the responsibilities are quite different than what you probably had to experience as a student. So the 20s are definitely a tumultuous time.
Yeah, definitely.
And then it's usually in the 30s where you start, like, having a family and stuff. And so then that's tumultuous.
Yep.
I mean, life, I guess.
Life is just tumultuous.
Yep. And then it just keeps going on.
We talked about faith today in my church adventure today. I am a Catholic, and I attended a Baptist Mass for the first time with Scott and Dominica, and it was an experience. It was very different, and it was a good experience.
Protestants call them service.
Oh.
Just a church service, yeah.
Yeah. But I'll be like, Mass, service. Fairly regularly.
Well, it's a different brand. Like we were in the bookstore today, and they were picking out Bibles, and I said, the Catholic Bible, this is my brand of Christianity here, guys. But it was very educational.
It was good. It's definitely different from Roman Catholicism. Catholicism.
No robes. No communion. No, I was very surprised about that.
They have communion, but they don't do it every week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's done once a month.
Oh.
And it's not most Protestants, but definitely specifically mostly Baptist, which is where we were, typically have no particular belief as to how often it's supposed to be done.
Right.
And so they vary from like biweekly to monthly is pretty much the range. Some places do it weekly. A very, very few do it a couple times a week, like they'll do it Sundays and Wednesdays.
Right.
But pretty typical is either twice a month or once a month.
Oh.
And our church does it on the first Sunday of the month, and they have a fellowship dinner, which we never go to because we don't eat meat.
Oh.
Right, and so it's always tough because if we brought food to pass, we could only eat our own food.
Right, right.
And we don't want everyone to, you know, somebody's going to feel bad because someone's going to say, why aren't they eating stuff? And then someone will say, well, they're vegetarians. And then about 30 people will feel bad that we didn't have anything to eat except for what we brought. And then they would make stuff. And then we'd feel worse because we know that everybody would do that for us.
Oh.
Right.
And so we don't want to just have the whole event we don't want to have happen.
That's good. There was a definite sense of community within the Mass today. And I thought the singing was great. The singing was great. I really enjoyed it. That and the person performing the service.
The pastor. Pastor Dan.
I loved how he sang. I thought he was very enjoyable.
He's a good singer. He used to be a musician. Yep.
And it was very obvious, so.
Yep. And he played guitar today.
He did. And
He doesn't do that all the time. Nice. He does that every few weeks.
Yeah, every few weeks. And it's part of his sermon. He, like, picks out a song and performs it.
So. Yep. And, you know, Catholics have a very definite format.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
So that was quite a change for me.
Yep.
As a side note, it was his daughters that were playing the piano.
Oh, yep. Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yep, those are the oldest two.
Wow. Yep. And I love how it was so small. Usually Catholic churches are massive.
Mm-hmm.
So
not around here, actually.
Well, I've been to the one here in Geneseo, and it's a lot bigger than that one.
Well, everything in Geneseo is pretty big because we're almost the city for the region.
Really?
This is the county seat.
Oh,
this is more than twice the size of the next biggest town in the county, and so this is huge for the area.
Oh,
because that church, the Catholic church here, services, I think about 10,000, not 10,000 parishioners, but 10,000. People living in the zone that they cover,
right.
Because two other churches were shut down and consolidated with them, because they were so small, and so it's got a lot more than other ones in the area. A lot of the ones in the area have, like, 15 to 20 people. Only a priest, like, on rotation.
Yeah. I wonder if that's why, when we were in college, there was a sudden influx the few times I went to the Interfaith Center. Because the Interfaith Center at the college has a Catholic service.
Oh, okay.
And quite a few people in the community went to that service, actually. I was surprised how many, because it's, like, it was pretty much geared towards college students.
Mm-hmm. Well, that and the times that the masses took place were much more convenient because the church in the town itself only had it on Sunday mornings, whereas Newman had it on Sunday evenings where everybody could attend.
Mm-hmm.
So that could possibly be. And
yeah, you actually went to the Interfaith Center quite a bit, didn't you?
I did because I ended up singing for them.
Oh,
and
okay.
They had pasta dinners, so.
She would, like, get up and go to church and stuff when we were in college. I didn't do that.
I promised my mother, so.
I did. I went to, it was
good
actually,
for Jen's mom.
This is funny. I actually went to church in Mount Morris in college.
Really?
Mount Morris, Michigan.
Wow.
I can't remember the name of the church. My father probably remembers, but it was huge.
Wow.
It was a giant church. They probably had 800 or so in the morning service. And we used to go with the CIA, Christians in Action, the campus group that drove
us. Reminds me. Our senior year, I accidentally tricked Dominica into coming to the senior mass because she had to grab a flower and stand in front of the congregation and
I remember
bow.
That.
She was so angry at me.
I was pissed. Because I hadn't been there. I had been there like twice or something my freshman year, and then I hadn't been there, and Jen's like, come to the senior mass, and she knew about the stupid flower thing.
I did not
you
know
did
about
know.
The flowers.
You knew.
I didn't.
And then all those people are like, who is this girl?
I had to sing for this mass, so...
That's why I went, because you were singing. Uh-huh. She tricked me. Jen actually used to get up and go to the service after she had had her drunk on Saturday night. Regularly. She always got up and went.
Well, it was at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and I got my drunk on until, like, 4 or 5, so I had a good 12 hours there.
Yes. I think I was still in bed sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like I was. There must have been oh, I'm sorry, I'm talking away from the microphone. Scott does his turning his head around to look at the level.
I look at the monitor.
Then he's about to yell at me.
Yeah, I look at the monitor and see what the levels are because I see her lean back in her chair and turn 90 degrees to the microphone and talk back of Jen's head.
Oh, right. Shut up. Now I can't remember what I was saying.
I used to get up in the morning and used to be in bed. Now, I'm wondering if that was a late afternoon mass.
I feel like you went to an earlier one. I don't think you went to the 5 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like I was in bed.
Oh.
Sometimes I would stay in bed when I heard her get up because I didn't want to go and I knew she was going to ask me. And I felt guilty because I'm Italian and that's how we feel guilty all the time.
I was just being polite.
Yes, yes, yes. I should have gone with you. I was in a rebellion against religion stage then. I'm glad I got over that. Aren't you glad, honey?
Yes.
Yes, I have definitely gotten over that.
Everybody's got to go through it. It's a stage. In our tumultuous 20s.
Yes, the 20s.
I think you're supposed to define religion and your own values and your finances, so if that were the case, we probably all fall into the category. Thank God we're almost 30!
Yeah. Things are going to get better at 30, is that what you're telling me?
Thank goodness we're not as close to 30 as Danielle.
Yes. Yes, yes. Danielle, the imminently 31 of the group.
Yep.
She might as well be 30. Let's just say Danielle is 30, because she's so close to it.
It's...
We might as well.
And
Danielle, you're 30.
When's the official birthday?
Of Danielle? January.
Oh.
Very soon.
Very soon.
Maybe we should sing happy birthday.
I don't sing.
We don't have licensing rights to sing Happy Birthday, actually.
Oh.
Is Happy Birthday licensed?
Oh, yes.
By what?
ASCAP or BMI, one or the other. It's the single largest money-making song in history because it has to be licensed so often for so many things.
Oh.
Obviously, you can do it when you're at home with a birthday cake. That's fine. But because we're podcasting, we don't have the ability to perform.
Can you say Happy Birthday or is it trademarked?
Or we can just make up our own song.
We could make a pro song.
Danielle is so old, da da da, ooh ooh. Danielle is so old, da da da, ooh ooh. She's gonna be 30. Oh yeah. Danielle is old. Danielle is old.
She's so old.
She's old. She's old.
The big 3-0.
Wow. She's going to love
you
that.
You heard it here first. Wow. The SGL podcast just like went to a whole new place.
What place was that?
I don't know what place that was. But I think next time we do that, we're going to ask the Sons of Pitches to come on and give that instead of us.
Yeah, they're a little bit more musically talented.
Hey, we never claimed to be musically talented.
That was not bad.
I was impressed.
For complete improvisation.
Yes, no warning at all. Yeah.
I have to listen to that afterwards.
I don't know if I want to.
I don't really know where to go from here, honestly.
This is the advantage of live radio. They don't have to think about the fact that they could listen to it themselves.
Well, I'm sure they do tape it.
But see, we have potentially we could actually stop it from going out. But
what's the fun in that?
It always nags at you. Oh, I could edit this.
That was hilariously funny.
It really was funny.
I was just thinking of the radio station that I listen to in the morning where they give a traffic report. Too bad there's no really traffic to give.
Well, there is. Here in Geneseo, there's absolutely no traffic.
The road looks clear. Although, but on Wednesday, when that cow went into the road and held up traffic.
Yes. At least 3 tractors couldn't make it to work on time.
Well, I told Scott today on the way to church that, wow, you're driving so fast, and it's so fun, and I'm not driving. I was encouraging him.
Yeah, she was going, she's like, I'm saying wee in my head.
Yes. Actually, the biggest encouragement is Dominica not wanting to leave the house on time.
Yes.
Convinced that it only takes 20 minutes to get to LaGrange.
It does.
No.
Well, they start early.
Yes, but it still takes 30 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I want to get there early because I don't like sitting near the front, and we had to sit near the front today.
Yep.
I like to sit in the back.
I did actually sit in the back, and you made me move to the front.
But you told me that that row was for people with long legs, and I don't have long legs, and I was feeling a little anxiety about sitting there. The service, that's what happened.
The service was about to start, and there was nobody in the row. We were safe.
But I had anxiety about sitting in the spot where people with long legs are supposed to sit. That's what you told me that's for.
12 people fit in that row.
I was a little scared. I couldn't handle it. And you know how I get. Okay, this is what happens. I hate picking out a pew in church.
No. See, the thing is, you actually love picking out a pew because I had picked out a pew that I had made sure was okay for us to sit in, and all you had to do was sit down.
But it gave me anxiety because you had told me that was the tall person pew, and I'm short. I'm not allowed to sit there.
So you have short anxiety?
I do.
Well, remember the time that you thought that you were taller than me?
Yes, I do. Jen is like 4 inches taller than me.
Yeah, something like that. Yep.
I really thought I was taller than her. I'm like, I'm taller than you. She's like,
okay.
In that case, what does the top of my head look like?
Yeah. I know when Jen says, okay, like that she means, yeah, right, and she won't say it. So I'm like, what, I'm not taller than you? And then she's like, no, I don't think that you're taller than me. And then we actually stood next to each other, and I went, oh, you're like 4 inches taller than me. I never knew. Well, I think Trisha's taller than me, too, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she had tall shoes on. That's not fair. But she is a little bit taller than me. Shut up.
Well, the funny thing is, I never knew how subtle I was about these things until Dominica and Trisha got together and started to translate my, quote, subtleties.
Yeah, we both know what Jen really means when she says, yeah, sure. Like what was the thing today? Scott was driving, and he's like, we were coming up on Frontier Field, and like, Scott's like, no, I feel like the Kodak building is supposed to be there on the left. Jen's like, isn't that the Kodak building over there? Scott's like, no, I don't think so. And then it comes into view, and it says Kodak in bright, like, orange letters on it, and lit up letters. And I'm like, Jen, when she said, oh, like that, Matt, yeah, you idiot. It says Kodak in big orange letters on it. That's the Kodak building.
And the other funny story is that prior to us getting together last night, I had called Trisha to let her know that, you know, she should, you know, go forward and email Dominica. And she completely read into that and said, What? What does she need? An engraved invitation?
And she proceeded to send me the wildest, multicolored, multi-fonted, flashing text, rainbow text thing that says, this is your invitation, call me,
email me, call me.
And then the last part of it was a picture of her with her arms spread and this look on her face. And she's like, hee hee hee.
And I did not know how that was perceived until last night, but shortly after I emailed Trish and said, wow.
It was pretty funny.
You got a copy of it. Yep.
It was like the most horrible forward anybody has ever sent you about something, some stupid dancing page. That's what it was like. It was really funny. I could just see Trisha with an evil little laugh as she's designing it going, I am such a smart beep. Beep. Yep. It was pretty funny. I'll have to show it to you, Scott. Scott has not seen this email. It was really funny.
It was. It was very funny. We'll have to copy him on things to make sure
that that he knows what's going on.
That, it arrives to you in a timely fashion.
That's the actual...
Now my friends have Scott's phone number so that when I'm elusive and hard to find, then I can't be because Scott won't let me be.
Yep.
Did you call Jen? Did you call Trisha? Did you call Jen? That's what it'll be. Did you call Trisha?
Did you call Jeremy?
Did you call Jeremy?
Jeremy, if you're listening, I tell her to call you all the time.
I don't think
that every time you call and leave a message, I tell her to call you back. I'm not ignoring the messages.
Well, then I forget.
She's improving. She's improving.
I am.
She's improving.
I'm really bad about keeping in touch with people.
Yeah.
But I don't think that Jeremy's has listened to the podcast thus far. I need to send him the link.
Yes.
I forgot.
See, he would know about the podcast
if
you'd called him back.
Yeah. I am him now.
Oh,
so,
that's right.
Yeah, I do see him online, and I talk to him occasionally. And he is coming to visit us around Christmas. Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah, he's coming to visit us around Christmas. We discussed it. I thought I told you.
No.
Oh, well. Jeremy's coming.
Okay. Well, all right. Yeah.
There's your update.
Yes.
Jeremy's my Navy friend.
She doesn't know him from the Navy.
No. But he's in the Navy. I know from high school.
That's
he's the only person from high school I keep in touch with besides my cousins and my sister, because we went to high school together, but she's my sister, so.
And, you're...
Yeah.
She doesn't count.
So I keep in touch with her.
Yeah.
She doesn't count. My cousins don't count either, because they're related,
A lot of people that I went to high school with are listening to this show.
Yeah. Scott hangs on to people much better than I do. I let myself get lost. Jen and Trisha, neither of them will let me get lost, so that's good. That's what I need in a friend.
Yeah,
somebody who doesn't let me disappear.
Translating into Jen is a stalker.
Jen's a stalker friend. She is. She never lets you go. She always knows where you are.
Oh my gosh, I'm so lost sometimes when my friends move and don't tell me. Like Erin moved out of Geneseo and back to Carthage, and I didn't know about it, and I could not find her.
Oh, that would freak you out.
That would freak me out. I tried to go see her in Court Street, and she wasn't there. I had no idea where she was.
Erin is another one of our friends from college.
Yep.
I stalk her profusely to find her.
Because Jen is the stalker friend. Jen, the stalker friend.
She's always hiding around the bend.
Jen, the stalker friend. She's always hiding around the bend.
Wow.
Today's a musical show.
We better get more people listening to this.
There's a lot of energy here tonight.
Yeah.
So,
see, we're starting to giggle again.
Yeah.
Well, it'll stop when I go.
I was giggling the Diet Dr. Pepper night, because just thinking about Jen being here, I started to giggle. I got really giggly. It was pretty funny.
We had a lot of laughs in college.
We did. We had a good time.
And
we did end up with degrees, so it all ended up okay.
Sure, that's all that matters.
Yeah. Although I'm surprised, because I never went to class my senior
year.
There's
the hamster.
There's
the hamster.
Mr. Humphreys is in his red ball tonight, running around the house.
I think I forced him in the ball.
Yeah, he's a little bit upset.
Jen actually, shook the ball. The hamster stuck his nose in the ball, and Jen, scooped him and then shook it and made him fall into the ball. And I'm like, oh.
I guess I'm not as delicate with the animals.
So we have a rather peeved rodent running around the house who had a drink of water just before he ran around the house, so he's armed and dangerous.
Well, it was I was told that rodent pee is easier to clean off. Which I really didn't want to know.
Easier than what? I just said it was easy to clean up.
It was thick. You said it was thick.
Diet Dr. Pepper's more like regular Dr. Pepper. Hamster pee is easier to clean up than regular
pee.
Oh my gosh. Maybe we should have opened a bottle of wine before we did this. Maybe it would be even funnier.
Do we need it?
I don't think anyone could tell.
Yes, especially Danielle thinks we're all drunk, I'm sure.
Well, we're not.
We're not, Danielle. No. That was all sober.
This is real.
That's because you think nobody's listening, because it's just us.
Right, yeah. Oh, we know people are listening. Oh. We're at number 42 all time. We're on, I think we were 37th for the day yesterday. We've managed to stay in the top 50 now for, I think, 2 weeks. So that's pretty exciting.
Wow.
Yep. I think we should go up after this one.
We should.
The Danielle birthday song, I think, is going to be copied and podcast all over the place.
That's funny.
People, anybody who's named Danielle, who's going to be 30, we should sell that song.
We could. We should license it and... Make big time money.
Yeah.
Or we could just ask lots of people to put it on their podcast and mention the Sheep Guarding Llama podcast and point people back there.
Well, it was great because I did not know what a podcast was until recently, and Scott has educated me in the wonders of listening to podcasts on my computer. So I was very excited to partake in this episode of the podcast.
Yeah. Which is actually funny that you listen to podcasts on your computer, as you are one of the few people we know who actually has an iPod.
Oh,
you have an iPod?
I do, but I did not buy it. I won it. I won it in a raffle.
Oh, that's right.
So that's hilarious.
We're the sampling of MP3 players here, of high-end MP3 players. We have an iPod, we have an iRiver, and we have a Samsung Yep. So.
Yep, we've got a
which
Yep.
Which is my personal recommendation, the Yep.
The Yep.
Unless you're doing a lot of recording, then the iRiver's pretty cool.
The iRiver's bigger, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it has some weird problem where it won't go back to where I left off when I'm listening to a book, and that's really annoying.
Yeah.
Having to figure out where you were.
Books
and I listen to, we get a lot of books online.
Oh.
Yeah. We mentioned this from time to time. I'm a big pusher of audible.com.
Oh.
They're not actually a sponsor, but if they'd like to be, they should contact us. you get a subscription, and you get for, I believe it's $22 a month, $21.95, something like that. You get 2 books a month. Any books you want from their entire collection, which is huge. They have a really, really big online catalog, and you just download them. And then you can play them on an iPod or whatever, which is great for you because you can put quite a few books and you can probably hold like 20, 30 books on your iPod. Or you can listen to them on your computer. They've got an option so you can burn them to CDs. So if, like, you can play them in a regular car CD player or whatever. That's not available for every book, but for most of them. But it's a great service when you figure that it's $11 per book. A lot of the books are more expensive than that in used soft cover.
Yes.
So it's actually... very cost effective, and then they almost always have sales, so if you want more than your 12, you can normally get them, and we're closer to 3 or 4 a month than we get at that price. So.
Well, are you guys reading any great books at the moment?
At the moment, I'm halfway through Aragon, which I've been looking forward to reading. It's one of the first fiction books I've had a chance to read in a long time.
And I am rereading in quotes because, oops, I knocked the thing the microphone's on. Scott yelled at me again.
Didn't yell at you.
You did. You yelled. You silently
you heard
yelled.
You first.
Yes. Because we have the second book in the series and Eldest, and I wanted to make sure that I knew what had happened in Aragon before I read it. It's about a dragon. It's written by a teenager. Now he's not a teenager anymore, I don't think.
I think
he might be 20.
Could be.
But very well written. Yes.
And I'm reading a book called Lincoln's Melancholy, which I discovered through NPR that discusses Lincoln's depression prior to his greatness. And Dominica today said that she did not realize, you know, since Scott and I have that in common, that she actually married her college roommate.
Yep. It's scary how much Jen and Scott are similar. In weird ways.
It's not very obvious, but, you know, I started reading this book because the winter is very melancholy for me, so I really identified with it when I heard it on the radio. So I've been telling everybody about this book. It's phenomenal so far.
Cool.
As of chapter 3.
Jen and I are big listeners of NPR.
Yes.
National Public
Radio. Do you like history books?
I'm starting to. I like this one in particular since I've always had a fascination with Lincoln. More maybe current events, any more something, I don't know. I've been quite fascinated learning about our presidents.
The John Adams biography by David McCullough is awesome.
Is it?
Oh yeah, very very good.
Scott is a history book kind of guy.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I read probably about half of everything I read on audio. Altogether, everything I read in print is technical. My print that I'm reading right now is the Clue Train Manifesto, which is very, very good. Everyone should get out there and read it. Go on eBay, you can get it pretty cheap. But if not, go on Amazon. They're not that expensive anyway.
Mm-hmm. Can I just borrow yours, or do I have to get my own on eBay?
I think you should get your own. Yeah.
That's the benefit of marriage, being able to share these things. Yep.
Scott is very anal retentive about his books.
I really am.
Really?
He's like, yeah. His books are his friends, he said, and why would he want to do things to them like break their backs and bend their pages?
Yep.
Yes.
I have a friend that is like that, and when I borrow books from him, I have to remove the dust cover, and he puts them in a bag for me, and I let them sit on my shelf, because of course I'm backlogged with books, which is why I won't read Harry Potter, because I'm backlogged. I have so many books that I have yet to read that...
You could listen to them.
Yeah.
I guess it's a different...
How long is your drive?
4.5 hours tomorrow.
No. How long is your commute? I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. 40 to 45 minutes, depending on traffic.
See?
You could make it through a book
yeah,
a week.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah. Audible.com.
It would help you get through it.
They don't have... I don't think Harry Potter's on Audible.
That's
no.
It's too expensive.
See, that's my NPR time.
Oh.
Ah, see, if you got your NPR through podcast... you would have less commercials and fewer gaps between things. You could get through it faster.
See, but I don't want to listen to my computer when I get home. I do listen to your podcast.
Yeah, you put it on your iPod, and you listen to it in the car. So it's like the radio, but it's shorter without the commercials. And if it's a bad article, you skip on to the next one.
The podcast is only for working out. You know, I try to avoid
the iPod is only for working out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I won't really listen to it. The technology, great, but... I guess I'm not an avid user of technology when I don't have to.
She was an English major, folks. She read an awful lot of old English
stuff,
literature, out loud. Out loud in an apartment that was two bedrooms, sort of.
Quarter walls.
That had three-quarter walls. And so I heard a lot of... parts of Old English
probably
literature.
In when we were juniors, also. Because I couldn't understand it unless I read it out loud.
Mm-hmm. So. And I'd be like, oh.
What are you saying?
Yep.
I look back on those days now, and I think half the books that I was able to read at the time, I couldn't enjoy now. I've actually gone back and read some things that I really enjoyed as a student that made absolutely no sense to me. So I think my comprehension was much greater at the time.
I've read some papers that I wrote in college, and I have a hard time believing I wrote them.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, that was me? Okay. What happened to that skill?
I wrote no papers in college.
Wow.
None. No, I probably wrote something, but I sure don't remember.
You were a music major.
I was also an engineer and a CIS major.
Yeah. So you were a number cruncher.
In what?
Engineering?
No.
Oh.
They made it, they played with, like, metal and stuff.
I did all the calculus stuff, but...
Oh.
That was it. I did the calculus track, but there's, as a non-mechanical or electrical engineer, manufacturing systems is kind of, they're allowed to be considered real engineers, but they're really should be considered soft engineering.
Oh.
And it's nothing like mechanical or electrical, which are the core engineerings.
No. Oh.
Were you assigned papers that you didn't write, or were there no papers?
There were no papers. There's not a lot of writing necessary in industrial/manufacturing systems.
I guess they don't have general ed requirements.
No, it wasn't a state school, and every class was geared towards the career. Nothing was a rounding class.
Well, the good thing is, you make up for the non-writing that you did in the writing that you do currently.
Yeah, I'm way past the amount that most people write in college.
That is true.
Yep.
Although your spelling and grammar is not that great on your website.
Yeah.
Will you ever proofread before you publish?
We've had this discussion. No, you don't have to ask me again. Obviously, no. I don't have time to go back and read it all. My editor is not conducive to going back and checking stuff. And so often I have to write without even looking at the screen that it's really tough.
What about when you switch to the new format that you want to do? Yeah.
It might be easier with WordPress because I might actually be able to see it as I'm writing. Because a lot of the way that the editor that I'm using now, the sentence that I'm working on currently, 2/3 of it is often off the screen.
Oh.
It's very difficult to like keep track of my thoughts.
Oh, because it just keeps going.
Yeah. And so that's
really
tough. You can't
put artificial...
I do put artificial breaks. The reason I do it is because the site is so large, it accelerates the speed of the site by having a lot less white space to parse.
Yeah.
And so that's why I do it that way.
And the computer speak has completely escaped me.
Sorry.
But
that's okay.
Yeah, it's very hard to proofread and very hard to edit.
This is probably boring.
Probably.
We should switch.
Yes.
Let's move along.
Okay.
What's next?
Well, we got our first snow a few days ago.
We did.
We ended up with 48 hours of snow on the ground.
That 48 hours of snow on the ground, is that what you said?
Yes, for 48 hours.
Did it snow for 48 hours?
No, but for 48 hours there was snow on the ground.
Oh, okay.
You see? That's what that means. Otherwise, I would have said it snowed for 48 hours.
Oh. We ended up with 48 hours of snow on the ground.
Yep.
Something about that is weird.
Jen, you're the English major.
We ended up with... that was a very strange way
it's
of
because
it.
His family's from Ohio. He's got some weird, like... talking issues.
Oh. Well, all I have to say about that is I'm glad that I live about 5 hours south of here. That I have yet to experience this because...
I'm kidding about the Ohio thing.
I am walking around.
I'm needs washed. That's all I'm saying.
Married people. It's very funny to watch their banter because...
We banter.
It's good. It's good banter.
A bit. Yeah, sometimes we argue, but mostly we banter.
Bantering is good.
Yes.
We have a hamster issue here.
Oh, the hamster's trying to make noise on the microphone.
Yeah, he's banging into the microphone stand.
That's probably revenge for what I did to
him. Yeah, he's going, pay attention to me!
I think I will let you two banter while I move the rodent.
Move the rodent. Okay. What were we talking about?
The weather.
The weather. Yeah, so Oreo went out in the snow. And apparently he was okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't here. I was at work. So I barely saw the snow on the ground. I kind of drove by it.
Miss much.
Yeah. And it's pretty much gone. We saw some on the hill today, though.
Yep.
It must be gone by now, the stuff on that hill on the way to church.
I think so.
It was on the back side of a hill.
No.
Boy, honey,
okay,
things just...
we misread the hamster.
Oh.
What?
He doesn't want to go home at all.
Oh.
Hmm.
I don't have pets. I'm highly allergic. And in fact, next week I'm going to start... Well, the week after Thanksgiving, I'm going to start immunotherapy. I've always had very, very severe allergies. So I'm very surprised that in Dominica and Scott's home, I am allergy-free for the time being.
Well, the hamster has very short fur.
So does the dog.
And I'm on massive amounts of drugs. Well, actually, I'm actually very bad at taking my drugs. All I take is the fexofenadine, which is a generic Allegra. I should have a nasal spray and also an inhaler, which I don't take, which is why I have moderate to severe allergies.
You've always had allergies.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be nice when you don't have them anymore. That's
yes,
pretty cool.
But it is 5 years. So it's 2 weeks. Well, 2 doses a week of the allergens, and you titrate up, so it's once a month of allergy shots. And in my particular case, I have to get 4 shots because it's 4 mixtures to get my body used to this allergen, so eventually I won't be allergic to it anymore. And that's something new I learned since I knew nothing about immunotherapy.
Now, this is immunotherapy?
Immunotherapy.
As in immuno.
I-M-M-U-N-O.
Like your immune system?
Immuno.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So,
not immunotherapy.
Not amino. I was saying immuno.
Yeah.
Which is like immuno sugars, immuno acids.
Oh. Well, no.
A-M-I-N-O?
No, that's amino.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Immuno acids are used to form other components.
It's I-M-M.
But immuno sugars are an important tool used in new pharmaceutical research for vaccines that don't actually include the actual virus, which is obviously dangerous because you actually have the virus involved. But amino sugars can be used to trigger the same response from the immune system because they can have the same attack surface even though they're not an active virus.
My sister has a friend that has a dog with severe allergies that they do the immunotherapy on. And I think they're still in the course of giving this dog the shots. I don't think she's at a point where she can't have the, where she doesn't need the shots anymore. But she had such severe allergies that she like had no fur, and it was awful. And she's much better now. So we've actually, you know, if Oreo's allergies don't get better after this winter, I think that, you know, we may seriously consider immunotherapy.
Well, I'm told that it takes about 4 to 5 months to really titrate up to the dose of what the, those shots need to be in my system. And that maintenance therapy needs to go on for about 5 years for it to be truly effective.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely not a long-term, a short-term solution. And in addition to the immunotherapy, I have to continue my medication, which I dislike because my mucous membranes are constantly dry at night. My throat dries up. I'm always coughing. And it's just because it dries it up so much. And it's discomfort. And I have to continue with these shots and the medication until eventually I like to, like, I'd like to take the shots and not have to take the medication. It's ridiculous. When I was first tested for it, the doctors and nurses were like, wow, look at this girl.
Oh, you're like allergic to everything.
I looked like I had some like disease because I was really, I was highly allergic to everything, even salt water.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. So they decided they needed to save you.
they did. And I had asthma for the first time this year because of my allergies. And I've never experienced an asthma attack, so that was new. Didn't like that.
No, I bet not.
So.
Hmm.
Learned quite a bit this year.
Scott's apparently looking up.
Yes, proline is one of the common amino acids. I believe it's found in milk products.
Hmm. These are amino acids. And you said amino?
Amino with an I.
Where's that?
I was just blowing my nose. Sorry, guys. Oh.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Gotcha.
I just want to point out that I'm not the biology major.
I gave that life up to become an IT person, honey.
Okay. Now we have you quoted as that.
Yeah.
Well, not yes. Everybody.
You would know about amino acids if you listen to NPR more often.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, yeah, I think NPR is... Jen, you might know this. I don't listen to NPR on the radio. Is Tech Nation with Moira Gunn carried on NPR?
I don't know. I only listen to The Morning Report.
Oh, okay.
So if that is on another time of the day, I don't know.
Okay. Well, Tech Nation with Moira Gunn, excellent program. You can find it online at itconversations.com. Lots of good stuff on there. That was probably carried in Biotech Nation, which is like a special of the show. All right. I've got some tired-looking guest speakers here
I think
tonight.
We're losing steam.
And yeah, that's I'm trying to wrap up because you guys are dead.
We're dead. You haven't said anything off in 5 minutes and we're dead?
Well, I had to look up amino acids since you didn't believe they existed.
Yeah, you're the one who hasn't. We've been carrying this show. You're the host and we've been carrying it and now you're saying we're dead.
I had to deal with a hamster.
Yeah, well, yeah. You could have just thrown him that way.
It's very good to reminisce about the days. Yep.
All right.
Yeah, we're tired.
Also in the news, the Scott Reads Bible podcast, which is scottreadsbible.podomatic.com, hit the top 100 on Podomatic today. I think we're at 95. So check that out. Get a chapter of the Bible every day. All different spots, all different versions. Today's was beginning in Proverbs with the English Standard Version. We got new versions of the Bible that we picked up today when we were at Borders, so that's pretty cool. So there's new stuff. We got about 20 different versions that I'll be putting on the podcast. Yes?
So when do you record these? In the bathroom?
What do you mean?
Your Scott Reads the Bible. Do you go in the bathroom and record them?
I don't
in the
record
morning?
Them in the bathroom. Why? Oh. I don't. Is there a joke in that? I'm not
well,
sure.
Well, I've never seen you do this, so I'm just wondering.
Oh. Well, I recorded one today. I recorded one yesterday.
Where was I?
I don't. Well, you were Tim Hortons today.
Oh, okay.
Because obviously if I recorded the English Standard Version and we bought it at just before we went to Tim Hortons, that was about the only time between now and then.
Okay.
Yesterday you were at work, weren't you?
Probably.
Yep. As you work 10-hour days, it's pretty easy to sneak it in.
Yeah.
It only takes 5 minutes to record.
It's actually, I didn't think it was going to be this tough working 10-hour days. You wouldn't think that just working, well, it's really 11 hours. Right, I'm gone for 11 hours.
Well, no, you're gone for more than that, because you work for 10 hours. They make you stay there for an hour of breaks because you're getting paid by the hour. If you were salaried, you would just be 10 hours, unless you wanted to take time off. But because you're hourly, they give you an hour without pay in the middle of your day. So it's actually 11 hours.
And your commute.
And your commute, which is another hour. So it's a full 12 to 12 and a quarter hours that you're gone every day.
Well, that would be why I feel like I don't have any time when I work.
That would be why.
Yep. Such is the working life.
Yeah. I don't like this commuting thing, I don't think. Although it does give me a chance to listen to K-Love on the radio.
And it gives
me... Oh, Jen's making noise.
That was a lot of noise.
And it gives me a chance to listen to NPR. Yep. And make more noise.
And it gives me a chance to record the podcast.
Well, thank God for commutes.
You mean record Scott Reed's the Bible?
Yep. Gotcha. Scott Reed's Bible. There's no the.
Sorry. Why didn't you make it Scott Reed's the Bible?
Because I didn't want it to be too long to type in.
Oh.
I want it to be short and sweet and simple.
Seems like it's more intuitive, Scott Reed's the Bible. Because when you say the Bible, you say the Bible, you don't say Bible. Scott Reed's Bible.
Well, that actually, the Bible makes it sound like it's just one particular book, but Bible makes it broader. So,
wow,
that's actually better for your context, since you are reading across different versions.
I never get defended on this show.
I know you don't. I'm like, hey.
Sorry.
Nobody's supposed to defend Scott.
Sorry.
Oh, boy. All I don't know if Jen's going to be invited back. Defending Scott on his own show.
Maybe Dominica won't be invited back. Jen and I will have our own show.
Well, Jen lives a bit of a ways away from here, so I doubt that will happen until next year.
See, it's too bad you don't
phone in.
It's too bad you don't have Skype. We could do a call-in show.
No.
That would be cool. Nobody ever Skypes in. No one ever comments. We have a phone line, you know. You could do audio comments on the phone line. Which, do we have
the number? It's not enough. First he was complaining nobody commented, and now he's saying it's not good enough that you comment. Now you have to audio comment,
yes.
Jen. And, Jen's doing enough work, I think.
Speaking of the phone line, area code 206-984-4582. Call in, leave a comment.
Oh, that's why I don't comment, because it's long distance. We were talking about saving money today and all the ways we, you know, cut the fat.
I didn't realize that T-Mobile had plans without free long distance.
No, they do. That was just my convenient excuse.
I see.
Not to call in during
the
evening.
So Jen was lying.
Yeah, that
just
was
now.
Well, when
lying,
did you want...
Lying Jen.
When did you want me to call in?
Well, like on your drive home tomorrow. 4.5 hours. Just don't call in while you're in New York, because you can't use phones in New York.
Well, if I called in during my drive tomorrow, it wouldn't be free.
Ah.
Free nights and weekends.
Oh, I see. Yep.
Do holidays count?
But at least we caught you with the long distance, because... Tried to trick me, but I do work for T-Mobile.
That's true.
Sometimes.
But to call it a convenient hour and when I'm listening to the podcast is often not before 9 o'clock.
Well, you don't have to do it while
so
you're
So it's really more convenient for me.
Call in anytime. Program it in your phones. Call in when you come up with something cool. All right, we're going to wrap it up because everybody's going dry here. And we need to announce that the music for tonight's show is brought to you by the... PodSafe Music Network, which you can find online at music.podshow.com. And tonight's selection is from Alison Krauss. We're going to be listening to Skeletons and Spirits. So enjoy, everybody, and have a good night.
But you know it's not going to top our singing earlier.
It won't. I do like Alison Krauss, though. This is a really good song. I think everyone's going to love it.
Okay. Well, right. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, and enjoy your commute. And this is Skeletons and Spirits by Alison Krauss.
Take your sympathy and shove it. Ask for the pain. Well, I love it. I'll eat your words. I'll devour your soul. I will laugh like a lemur while you cry. crawl back into your hole. I won't deny you, but I'll pay you no heed. And if you keep stabbing me, I will probably bleed. But I'll pretend I'm a cloud and my rain will surround you. And if you keep hurting me, I'll eventually drown you. And yes, I know I'm a little bit off, but you can't leave, you can't open the door. You think you're unique, but I've seen you before. So run away from the fires that burn. You will do this again and again, but you will never learn. So keep looking down as you crush me, keep smiling, 'cause I will get up and there's no denying that I am one of your little punching clowns. You can keep on striking, but you can't keep me down. And you always think that you are fearless and right, but I think that you are afraid in the night of the ghosts, of the spirits that crawl into your head, of the skeletons that'll haunt you until you're dead. But now